Lashes.
I figured it was more important for me to get some homework done about what we're trying to accomplish tonight than the music. But I'll sing to you if you want me to.
We'll pass.
Yeah, can you sing tenor? 10 or 15 blocks away?
No, but I can sing so low that you can't hear me.
Sing by the window. We'll help you out.
Somebody outside dying to see you. Who's that? Everybody.
Was that see me or view me?
See me, feel me, touch me, heal me.
In a business.
I'm afraid, Jim, there's no healing that in any way, shape, or form.
That's not fair.
Oh, it is. It's always fair. It's Bug Jim Roche night. Do you know that happens every week?
I think somebody has told the man he can sing, and he's actually auditioning. He's got to where he sings every week. He's going to be on American Idol in next season.
And they say we don't have any talent among us.
Well, now that Simon's gone, I might get a fair shake.
Yeah, we know the women can be persuaded by good looks already, as can the men. Angie, got hits at Paige yet?
What's that, Jim? I didn't hear you.
You got any hits and new signups at Paige yet?
Haven't checked in the last hour, but no.
Have you done any advertising on it?
Yeah, the Charlie the Tuna.
No, not really. I just tweeted it and put it on Friend Feeder. I just did it today.
Actually, she ought to share it in here and let Jim push it. It's a good-looking page, and it's a good example of what you do with what you got and put your best features forward.
I'd be more than happy to do that. Let me have the link there, Miss Mitchell.
Okay, I'm just getting it.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
How you doing, Bill? You able to get that issue straightened out with your capture page?
I found a temporary workaround at the moment until the programmers get to look at it. But these are minor things, you know, we're still in the teething stage. Nobody needs to panic about it. We'll get them sorted out. We're bound to find more.
Hey, Jim Roche. Hi, Bill. What page have you got up? I've got Please Wait. Is it just me?
Yeah, it's you. That's the room loading the browser. You might need to go out and come back in.
I was trying to wait for everybody to come in before I clicked on the Follow Me button so I wouldn't have to refresh, but I will allow you to stop. Please wait.
Well, you don't have to get fresh about it. You can just do it.
Woohoo! Look at Angie.
This is Angie Mitchell's new capture page that she just put together today in the back office of her 12SC capture page creator. And like Jim Allen was saying, as you can see, to make use of what you have, to put your best face forward, to make it, you know, make it your own. And people will be attracted to this, especially the fishermen. Because if she's out trolling, she's catching something.
Come on, Angie. And you were telling us you weren't sure what you were doing. Jesus. Fantastic.
Angie, you look centered to me.
I think she's talking about the form code at the bottom. But, again, this is a terrific first page, first start, you know, for somebody that hasn't been online very long to show you exactly what you're capable of doing with just the tools that you have at such an affordable price. And, again, I want to welcome everybody tonight. I know we're running a little bit behind. Do me a favor. Do not click on anything on the left side of the screen during the course of this training. And the fact is that, you know, we put a lot of work into what's gone on so far. And that's why I'm pleased to announce, if anybody hasn't had a chance to go to their back office today, that SEO tools link is live and working perfectly. There's some of the links are not working to the Google search engines the way that they should. But you can get a pretty good idea of what you're doing, where you're going on the Internet, just by following some simple things that are available to you right here. Now, again, I'm very humbled and honored that Daryl's asked me to do this training. I spent the better part of a day and a half trying to figure out what I was going to do as far as tonight. I know we've been working on keyword research the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to continue down that avenue. But I also want to show you some of the tools that Daryl has put together, or that's been put together in your back office, that you can utilize starting tonight to start getting some search engine recognition, start getting your pages optimized for search engine recognition. But it all comes back to keyword research. And if you haven't started doing any, I'd advise you to start to get going, because I'm going to show you a little bit of the campaign that I started, you know, within the last 4 days, and where I'm going to be taking you people in the next couple of months. So, you know, get ready. Again, my name is Jim Roach. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm very happy to be here. Nobody else wants to introduce themselves? Bill, Jim, Eric, I know that everybody knows who you are, but now, if anybody's here for the first time tonight, please type a Y into the box. Yeah, Angie, you were here for 12 hours.
Only in your dreams, Angie, is your first time here.
She means tonight.
Yeah, it's your first time here tonight. Okay, I'll buy that one. Angie, like you. I like this page. Really like it. It's got it's nice and clean. It's not cluttered. It's an extremely very nice page.
Hi, Veronica. Welcome, then. Okay, since you don't know me, Bill Brown, based in Europe. Expertise in hosting, backup, HTML, PHP. And general subjects on the internet. A very wide range. I've been on the internet since 1998.
Well, thanks, Jim Roach, for giving us this opportunity to introduce ourselves, and I'm honored, like Jim is, to be asked by Daryl to help folks out in trainings. I do the Monday night trainings. We talk about social networking, social media, social bookmarking, that kind of stuff. I've been online since dirt, I guess. Helped out a lot of folks. That's what I do, is I help folks get to the next level in branding their sales and their businesses.
Well, first I'll say welcome, Veronica, and we hope you'll learn something, and we'll try and not drive you totally insane your first night. My name's Eric Burgoyne. I do Thursday night's meetings. I cover advertising. In your gambit, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about when I don't choke on peanuts, and that'll get me from talking on peanuts. I've been online since 1995, and my specialty is advertising. I own No For Profit, which a lot of you have gotten through your 12-second commute, so if you have any questions on that, I'll also answer anything I can on there as well on Thursdays. And Jim Roche, I'm very happy that Daryl has invited all of us to do this, and hopefully we can help some people along the way. And Jim Roche, over to you.
Okay, here we go. Well, this is our third meeting. We had a couple primary, preliminary meetings before that, but I've asked you people to start doing some keyword research into whatever program, opportunity, or service you're going to provide to people on the internet. And this is the most important part of your job if you want to work online. Because if you're targeting, or if you think you've come across the next greatest thing that should sell on the internet, and you have a terrific web page, and you have money to throw at it, or you don't have money to throw at it, and you just think that this is going to be the perfect solution to all your problems, you are going to be sadly disappointed through not just your time and your effort, but wasted time and wasted effort, because it takes just as much time to fail in business as it does to succeed. So the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of people out there working on the internet that really have no direction. They haven't been shown how to do proper planning to get up and running a business or an online, gaining an online presence in whatever niche it is that they're trying to make their presence felt in. So, again, doing your keyword research, you start with the concept. The concept is one word or a couple of words that decides what direction you want to or what you're going to target as your, because everything that you can possibly think of is a market, and every market has a niche. And a niche is a specific group of people within markets that have their own separate, if you will, their own separate language, their own separate way of approaching things, their own needs and desires that they want to have resolved on the internet. So whether you're talking about wedding photos or, just to throw it out there, dog training, there's certain people or there's groups of people that look for specific things, and when they want information on that, they go to the internet. And what you have to determine and what you have to figure out is what are those phrases that they're typing into a search box to get the information that they need. And it's all well and good to get on page one of Google for a keyword that nobody's looking for. So that's why in the past couple of weeks I've shown you the keyword external tool by Google. It does a pretty decent job of giving you the amount of traffic that that comes on a regular basis to the keywords that you type into the search box. Is there anybody here that's not familiar with that keyword tool as of tonight? Because that's one of the one of the tools that I showed you. Videos always help, and it always helps if you're able to stop, pause, catch up to where people are on the videos to determine where you're at as far as developing the set or the group of keywords that you're, or the thing that you're trying to target on the internet. So I do a lot of video watching. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of research into the things that I'm currently interested in. So 65% of all searches are made with groups of words, meaning more than one word. You don't just type in news into a search box. You want news about, you know, the earthquake in Haiti. You want news about the election results in Massachusetts. You want news about, you know, the baby panda being born in the California zoo. You want news about New Zealand, Belgium, or Canada. You don't just, you just don't normally type in one word searches. So if you're going to be doing keyword analysis, you start with the one word, which is considered a seed word, and then you go from there and build that list of words into a category that you can promote that are interrelated words. Now, again, I was in this afternoon's training, and Daryl has put together this SEO box in the 12-second commute room that is going to help us in that endeavor also. So I'm going to sign in to just to show you the tools that are back there. And this also is a way for you to get familiar with what's happening in the back office of your 12-second commute. And hold on. Okay, so there's the back office of your 12-second commute. Can everybody see that? Okay, if you look down the left-hand side, there's been a tab put in there called, don't click on anything in the room, just let me do the clicking. There's a box called SEO Tools right under Program Builder and right above Smart Page. If you click on it, you will see these sets of tools that are very vital to your search engine optimization and your ability to rank on Google. And, you know, they're most of them are functioning properly. And once you've gotten your site set up, you can compare your current web pages with, see, you know, this, when I click on it, it takes me outside of, Dallas said this wouldn't happen. Copy. There are some limitations to this training room. The first one is a competition manager tool. Hold on. Looks like I copied it in there three times. Does everybody see the link popularity comparison tool up there? All right. Now, if you've been following the training for the last couple of weeks, I've started with the seed word of boots. I moved on to cowboy boots and then the kid cowboy boots. And this is a perfect example of what you can do with something like this. I went out and I bought the domain kidscowboyboots.com. So I'm going to put that link in, that's which is my website, and I had them all. And then okay, I had them all set up and I shut down everything before the training just to clear my cache and everything. So there's three competitors with that I'm trying to get on page one against, and the Schleppers, Cavenders, and Wild West Cowboys. Now, I would put their domains in the next three boxes, and what that'll show me is how many links they have to their pages, and that's what one of the areas that Google recognizes as relevant to being indexed on their site. So if I do a Google search for kids' cowboy boots, and I come up with the first three results. Cavenders is the first one. I'm going to put that in there. WildWestCowboy.com is the second one. You can follow along with this on a separate and Sheplers.com is the third one. So when I put those three in there and I press go, it's going to give me all three of their sites compared to mine. Now, if you can, can you see that page with the link popularity, the results page? All right, that's the first tool that Daryl has in his back office for SEO tools. As you can see, mine, Kids Cowboy Boots, I just put this up on Sunday, has one backlink to it. The Wild Cowboy has 68 backlinks to it, and Cavenders.com has 7,350, and Shepler's has 28,700. So what does that mean to you? If you're trying to gain internet search engine rankings, this is a very key part of SEO. So in order for me to beat the number two position on the Google search for kids' cowboy boots, that would be the Wild Cowboy. All I would need is 69 backlinks, theoretically, to move into that position in front of this person that has the number two spot right now. And backlinking is another area we'll be talking about at a later date. But these are just the tools that you have at your disposal. Right. You'll gain the positions in MSN and Yahoo and AltaVista. I was going to go over that because none of them have any presence in those other ones that are available. So if you remember the training that we discussed the last couple of weeks, there's 4,400 searches for kids' cowboy boots on a monthly basis. So that's a little over 130 a day. So the fact is that in order for me to get on page one, which is where I need to be for kids' cowboy boots, I need to build some backlinks to my kidscowboyboots.com website that I purchased from GoDaddy. So to that end, I went to GoDaddy and I purchased kidscowboyboots.com, and this is what I've done with it. I turned it into a WordPress blog. Okay? Now, as you can see, this page is, can you see my kids' cowboy boots with a little cowboy up on the top there? That's not, okay. See, that's another one of those limitations that, because I just copied and pasted it in there, and it, the Sheplers. Copy. It's up there now. All right, so I went out and I purchased kidscowboyboots.com as a domain name, so I have it in my title of my WordPress blog, I have it in the source code, and I have it in the URL of the domain. Now, this is, and if you look on the right-hand side, I have some SEO work done here. You know, buying cowboy boots, the history of cowboy boots, the making of cowboy boots, let's talk kids cowboy boots. And again, these are all SEO tricks that you're going to have to learn how to do, you know, to be able to get this type of recognition. Now, all of these links on this page are considered outgoing links. They're not inbound links, and they're not. I didn't work actually hours. I worked some, but this was, you know, these are things that you can do, you know, if you got a couple hours in the afternoon to put stuff like this together. And again, this was the first thing that I went out and I did. I purchased a domain name, and then I started making subdomains for my domain. Now, this was just a capture page I put together. This is boys.kidscowboyboots.com. Can you see my capture page up there? All right, still has Kids Cowboy Boots in the domain name, even though it's a subdomain. So the next thing I went and I did is I went and I created a forum, Let's Talk Kids Cowboy Boots, a forum for current trends, styles, and pricing of Kids Cowboy Boots, Kids Cowboy Boot Discussions. All right, now this is something that, you know, it's going to take some training to do, but these are very, very specific to SEO, and these forums, once you start creating your own, you'll have a pretty good idea of how effective they could be. So now I've got Let's Talk Kids Cowboy Boots, Boys Kids Cowboy Boots, and Kids Cowboy Boots, okay? Now, what I did after that is I went to Blogger, and I created kidscowboyboots@gmail.com. Is that showing up? All right? And all three of these posts are all in my WordPress blog. So now what I do from here is I go from my blogger.com, automatically goes to my Facebook account. See my Kids Cowboy Facebook account up there now? Okay, well, some are seeing it and some aren't. The login. If you get that. So I go from my WordPress blog to my subdomains, and the advantages of having subdomains with your domain names that are still keyword specific to the words that you're targeting is pretty obvious. You're still having that presence on the internet that has the URL, that has the title, and has the description, and has the meta keywords. So I go from Blogger to Facebook. I don't know why it's... Yes, I did. I created a separate Facebook account. I did refresh it. No, hasn't come up. Okay, all this stuff was working earlier. And the final thing I did was create a Twitter account with the same name, Kids Cowboy Boots. So at the end of the day, I have all my, you see my Twitter account up there now? So now all the posts that I started out with creating in my WordPress blog are all in my forum posts. They're all in my Blogger accounts. They're all in my Facebook account, and they're all in my Twitter account. Okay, so they're all interconnected with each other, but they're all pointing back to kidscowboyboots.com. And that's the keyword that I'm trying to get to the top of the search engines. And these are the techniques that I'm going to show you how to do. And with the tools that Dallas put into the back office of your 12-second commute, you will see the results. Now, again, I just started this campaign on Sunday. Within a day, within the first 12 minutes for my blog post on... Kids Cowboy Boots, myself and Angie Mitchell were number two and number three out of 66,000 entries for Kids Cowboy Boots on the blog entries. I'm in the top 100 with my kidscowboyboots.com, and I suspect if I got the traffic that I won playing in Daryl's quiz games on Tuesday nights that I had set up to the account, I would definitely made some headway before this weekend into the top 50 and possibly be on page one by next Wednesday's training for Kids Cowboy Boots. And at the end of the day, if I make a couple of sales of cowboy boots, so much the better. But I'm here to train you how to do this stuff. So you need to be an elite member to see the SEO tools correct. Dallas said that this afternoon. So what I'm saying is if you go out and you do your keyword research, and and I just put together this campaign just in the last weekend to try to show you people that it does work and it is effective, and these are the techniques I'm going to be showing you. So if you have any questions, I'm going to release the mic, and I'll read back to see if I can answer some of the other ones.
You're taking a break off the mic. This is what you call creating doorways or creating doorway pages. Now, if you search that term, you're going to find some neat little tools out there that will make you a whole bunch of doorways, creating you a ton of backlinks. before you go buy one of them and start using it, let me warn you that Google is already wise to that. That was one of those nice little Google slaps that happened a couple years ago, and they've still got the algorithm out there. So if they see a batch of doorway pages popping up for a site, they're going to see if they're legitimate backlinks. So the content on the site needs to be kept updated. It needs to be a completed site. And just little tips to keep in mind when you're doing this.
Yeah, I'd like to come in on that as well, creating backlinks. If you go out and you create 1,000 backlinks in one day, Google's going to smack you, and they're going to smack you hard. Because they're going to say, there's no way this is natural. Build your backlinks gradually and naturally. Don't go buying these, God knows, ridiculous priced, we'll guarantee you X number of backlinks, etc. within such and such a period. Be very careful with that.
Now, somebody went out and did that and said, hey, this was neat. Now, let me package this and sell it. Well, the problem is when you package it and sell it, everybody and their brother's buying it and utilizing it. And then, you know, they want the generic search to work, okay? They don't want people putting up a bunch of junk pages and stuff just to get search engine ranking, if you follow my drift. I'm not trying to... What Jim's telling you is good things to do. It's part of branding yourself, but you got to be wise while doing it.
Yeah, don't go and make sure your links are relevant. If you're going out and trading links or whatever, we'll also get into that in the advertising department. But make sure they are relevant. If you've got, for example, kids' cowboy boots, talking about dogs and cats are not good backlinks. Talking about computers would not be a good backlink. You gotta talk about boots. Keep it boots.
That's exactly what my point was, and the fact is that I'm not gonna have anything on my kids' cowboy boots WordPress, my domain, my main domain, that doesn't have any relevance to it. I've put in for a couple different affiliate accounts to see if I could get some affiliate links up there to sell some cowboy boots. I'm legitimately going into the kids' cowboy boot business. And if I could sell some along the way, then that's what I'm going to try and do. But in the interim, that's what, you know, this is what I am focused on right now. I'm not focused on cowboy spurs or cow chips or anything else like that. I'm specifically focusing on cowboy boots, and that's, you know, as an exercise to show you, you could implement this strategy with just about anything that you're going to be promoting on the internet. And if we get back to the original conversation, that is what we're here to try to promote, whether it's 12-second commute or authentic NFL footballs. You have to, like Jim Allen is saying, start branding yourself, but if you want to immerse yourself in a niche that is going to be totally what you're involved in, then you have to do that. You can't just say, well, and like there is a whole bunch of SEO techniques out there that are legitimate, that Google recognizes, that, you know, is also the way that people that are marketing on the internet that don't have a ton of money and don't have the ability to go out there and pay for the advertising and compete with these people. Because let's be honest with people here. You know, there's been web pages out there for 10, 12, 13, 15 years on page one that you're never going to be able to knock out of those spots. But you can compete with lesser competitive keywords, but you have to do the keyword research into determining what your niche is going to be.
Have a good night, Jim Allen.
I was thinking about, I was going to ask people to submit their best cowboy jokes, and I was going to give them a prize. But, no, there's a number of different ways you can go with this, you know, and obviously is, do I have a contest at the end of the training, you mean? Not yet. Daryl hasn't given me the ability to do that yet. So, I want you to start focusing on your keyword research, and then we're going to start putting the trunk together with the branches, with the leaves, so you can start to see an effective SEO campaign that you're going to be able to be in profit with. But if you target keywords, and again, there's a couple of basic pillars to SEO and keyword research, and the number one pillar is relevancy. If you're not relevant in the area, or you're not an expert in the area that you're writing about, possibly you should look at something else. And when you do find a good niche, then you are become the expert in that niche, and that's how you get the backlinks that we're talking about in this class. We won't be talking about it for a while. We're going to be talking about building your internet presence with WordPress blogs, with forums, with Blogger blogs, with Facebook, Twitter, and any other social networking sites that we can come across. Use the advertising that Eric has put together. Use the tools that Dow has given us the ability to use in the back office of 12-second commute, and move forward and not just keep floundering around on the internet not knowing what we're doing. So, again, these are techniques that have proven to be effective. I haven't had any repercussions as far as Google is concerned, or Yahoo or MSN. So, again, we're heading in a direction that you're going to have, you know, you're going to have some tools in your tool belt that you're going to have to utilize or be able to utilize to start seeing some success on the internet. Pierre, I didn't put together a gift yet. I just put that capture page together this afternoon just to show it in training tonight. Well, are you interested in buying some cowboy boots or getting my newsletter?
Used boots. Do you sell used boots? I've got two pair I haven't worn in a couple of years.
Yeah, I'll take your newsletter as I sell kids cowboy boots on my site, shopping mall. I'll steal some of your ideas, Jim.
Okay, does anybody have any... Now, questions about keyword research and any of these tools. Again, Daryl just told us last night that this SEO tool was available. I spent some time on it today. There's a number of important things here. The search engine submission tool, you put your URL in there. It adds your URL to AltaVista. It adds it to almost 30 different search engines, so your URL gets indexed by those search engines. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just take whatever, you know, your 12SC URL is and click on that search engine submission tool, and it asks you for a couple of keywords, and, you know, and press the go button. You know, and if you're looking to learn how to, you know, create meta tags to put on your websites, these are all tools that you're going to need to figure out where it is and where you're going and what direction you're trying to go on the internet. Like I said, I'm a little bit frazzled tonight because I was in the meeting this afternoon with Daryl. I've been really focused on trying to get this campaign going. I know people that are here to learn about keyword research and moving forward with SEO, but unless you have any specific questions about what we're up to at this point, then, you know, I'm just going to open up for a general question and answer.
Why don't you talk more about the keywords and keyword phrases?
Well, is obviously there's your whatever it is that you're trying to promote is your focus keyword or your seed keyword, and to do the keyword research you'll get synonyms, which are similar words. There's long tail keywords, which are a groups of words. I've shown you in the back office, or not in the back office, on the Google AdWord search, how to do the keyword research on the exact keyword that you're trying to focus on. And there's three different phases there. There's exact, there's broad, and there's phrase. So let's just say you're trying to do keyword research on baseball bats. All right? if you do the Google keyword search for baseball bats, it'll come up with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of phrases or keywords that are associated with baseball bats: aluminum baseball bats, wooden baseball bats, you know, Little League baseball bats, bats, and, you know, there's just thousands of them. So what you have to do is get rid of the ones that have no relevance to what you're trying to promote. So that's the exact phrase, and that's for the short term. Once you build it, that's going to be the theme of where you're going. So the short term is the exact keyword phrase that you're trying to promote, whether it's kids' cowboy boots, Little League baseball bats, black and white television sets. It doesn't really matter what you're trying to look for, but the exact search will give you a short-term look at what you're up against for the exact keywords that you're focused on. Once you've built your website around those keywords, once you've built your website around that keyword phrase for the exact keywords, and you start to get indexed, which means that Google will visit your site, or MSN or Yahoo, not physically visit your site, but what they do is they have this a robot called the SpiderBot that scours the internet for fresh content, fresh information about whatever it is that people are posting on the internet. And what they do is they read the title, they read the content, they read the parts of your actual web page that you are allowing them to read, and they'll index it. So when somebody types into the search bar that particular phrase, it'll give that result on the search for that particular phrase. And depending upon how long you've been on the internet, how long the page has been on the internet, how many backlinks it has to it, how many different categories it's listed under, how relevant is that site to the keyword phrase that individual typed in, is the result that's going to be indexed by Google on their pages. So if you're on index 1 through 10, you're on the first page of Google, you're in pretty good shape. The exact keyword tool shows, let's just say there's 1,000 visitors to Google, or 1,000 searches for Little League baseball bats. For the exact term, they'll tell you how many people come to Google and click on the number one spot for the exact term, Little League baseball bats. That's the index that Google has determined is the most relevant keyword, or the most relevant phrase, or the most relevant information that they've been able to determine by sending their spiders out on the internet to give it that number one ranking. Understand, Frank?
Say again?
I'm not going to say that again. The submission tool is a back office substitute for manual submission to search engines. Well, there's only three that I manually submit to. I submit to Google, I submit to Yahoo, and I submit to Bing. I submit those manually, and I did it for all of my websites that I just, or all the websites that I just set up over the last couple of days. The rest of them, the AltaVistas, the All the Web, the there's a ton more that you can automatically submit through this site, and you won't suffer any Yes, I did. I did review the video about permutations for our research for keywords, and again, that's something else that's a little bit more advanced that we'll be discussing somewhere down the road. All right, Don? But I understand what permutations are, and it's just taking the words that you have as your keywords, or say Little League baseball bats, and put them in different orders. bats, little league baseball, little baseball league bats, that just puts them in different orders and determines how many searches are done for those different combinations of keywords for people to be able to find your relevant material on the internet. Is that correct, Don? Long tail keywords are searches consisting of more than two keywords. That's right, Bill. William, I'm looking back at you. Explain how I interlink everything together. Well, again, if you look at my WordPress blog, it has my link to my forum. Let's Talk Kids Cowboy Boots, right below my sign-up page for more information. So that's a direct link from my WordPress blog to my forum. My forum posts have all the link from my forum goes to my has my Facebook post. Let's just say I have my link in the post that I posted in the forum goes directly to the Facebook site. So when the Google Spider hits my WordPress blog, it'll read in my my WordPress blog and follow the external links outside of that blog. So they'll go from my blog to my forum, and then whatever links are that they find within my forum, they'll follow them. Those forum links will be connected to my blogger blogs, which are also connected to my Facebook accounts, which are also connected to hundreds of other people that are submitting articles similar to Kids Cowboy Boots or Cowboy Boots or whatever that are going to register into my forum to be able to post their posts, make their posts, and put their links in there and do the things that people do on forums to get their own information out there. I refer them, yes, my KidsCowboyBoots.com is in my signature file for all my posts. So wherever I put a post has my link, KidsCowboyBoots.com.
Jim, would you like to mention something about how working three or more way links is better than just a straight backlink?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that. I heard three or more way links. I didn't hear the whole statement. If you want to elaborate on it.
Yeah, would you like to just mention the subject on how three-way links or more are far superior to straight backlinks, the straight exchange links?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really too familiar with how the whole linking system works. I'm doing keyword research. Correct. Anchor text in your keywords to the site that you want those keywords when clicked on to go to, or when the Google bot shows up, it sees that anchor text and reads your link as something of interest to it.
Yeah, okay. In all research I've done, let's say you've got two sites, A and B, and they just link to each other. Okay, Google will accept it, but if you can work three sites, A, B, and C, A links to B links to C links to A, but Google always classifies this as far superior.
I think I demonstrated that in my linking between the forum to the blogger to the Facebook to the Twitter, and they're all linked together. No?
Yeah, that's what you have done. You're going from A to B to C, and eventually you can, on whatever you want, you come back to A with that one. And what I'm saying is, you know, that people should realize that Google will look on that with a greater superiority than if you link, let's say if you'd link to you from your page to your forum, and then just straight back to your page again, instead of going to somewhere else, you know, then that would be, you know, they wouldn't like it as much.
I follow you. I understand what you're saying. But, again, the link from your Blogger blog to your Facebook goes from, you know, when I post to my Blogger blog, it automatically posts to Facebook, which automatically posts to Twitter. And when I get completed the circle, my Twitter account will be, to follow me on Twitter, will be back on my WordPress blog also. Don is correct. And again, all my sites eventually point back to my money site, which is my web page, which is, just happens to be a WordPress blog. I've just been able to monetize my WordPress blog by making it a source for people to come to purchase kids' cowboy boots. So everything comes back to my WordPress blog, that which happens to be my sales page for kids' cowboy boots. Yes, you can ask a Twitter question. I'm not sure if I can answer it. What do you got, Isaac? You tweet to all of your followers at the same time. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't follow back on my Twitter SEO pages. On my Jim Roach NJ, yes, I do. But I've gotten a couple of followers, and this is what's important. Because what's going to happen is people are going to find my Facebook page of people that are interested in kids or kids cowboys or kids cowboy boots. So people are searching all the time for people that have like-minded ideas. So if people follow me on Twitter and kids cowboy boots, it's not necessarily right. Whoever follows me gets my tweets. I don't necessarily, you know, I don't have to pick everybody out and say, well, I'm gonna tweet to this person and not this person. So whoever follows me gets my tweets automatically.
Yeah, Isaac. Each account, that's why people have different Twitter accounts. Like Jim's got a Kids Cowboy Boots account. Anybody who's following that account, anytime you make a tweet, we'll get it. If you have multiple accounts, you have to tweet to each account. And only that account that you're tweeting to, like you could have one on cowboy boots, you can have one on shoes, computers. Each one would get that tweet. Yeah, 12-second commute. You could have one on your 12-second commute. You can have one on whatever, different subjects you want, and that's why people have different accounts.
And like I was saying earlier, this is just the beginning of a campaign. And if you do, once you start, you know, getting that campaign together, you do start to look for people that are like-minded and that are your target market within Facebook, within Twitter, within MySpace, depending upon what area trying to target. That's how you start to brand yourself as the person that, you know, with the latest hottest cowboy boot release comes out, I know that cowboyboots.com is going to have it. So I'm going to Twitter it, and I'm going to let these people know that they can get the latest fashion, the latest cowboy boots that are released. Sure, John. Any more questions on keyword research? Has everybody at least got a seed keyword that they're going to be working on to continue to build a group or a category that they're going to be targeting on the internet? And like I was saying earlier, the three different examples about exact phrase and broad, once you become efficient at writing relevant content on your site and Google recognizes it and sends those spider bots back to it a couple of times and they see that you have a couple of backlinks, you'll start to get listed into the phrase category. And once you start getting listed in the phrase category, you'll start building and you become a little bit more of an expert in your field of expertise. Then, you know, you start getting more backlinks to your account, and you continue to add relevant content to your website. That's what Google's looking for. And again, I'm not talking about backlinks right now specifically. I'm talking about writing keyword relevant material to have on your website, whether it's a category, which is, you know, like I said, you have different categories on your website, you can have different categories on your WordPress, but all that amounts to the same thing that Google's looking for. So, like I said, I have the history of cowboy making kids cowboy boots, how to buy kids cowboy boots. All those different things are relevant when Google comes to my site to say, all right, this guy's not just, you know, writing the phrase kid cowboy boots 1,000 times trying to get recognition. There's information there that people are going to be looking for when they want to know the history of making cowboy boots, when they don't want to know how to purchase kids cowboy boots. They know that, you know, and after you get a little bit of expertise in that area, you're going to find people on the internet that are going to want to, you know, they might be in the kids cowboy Halloween costume business, and they might say to you, all right, you're selling kids cowboy boots, I have a costume design, or I have a, well, would you mind exchanging links with me? Put my link on your page, I'll put yours on mine. And that's how this stuff all starts to tie in together. Now it goes from my WordPress blog to the kids cowboy Halloween costume place, to Twitter, to the forums, and the forums are phenomenal. The Google spiders just hang out, and you know, once they start to get active, and I'll show you how to do this, they'll just stay right there, and they'll just go from one link to the next link to the next link, and it'll take them, you know, a long time to get out of a forum because there are so many links just connected within that forum. And that's why they're so popular, and that's why they're a good SEO tool, because when people come to look for information, they're looking to find where people are discussing certain things, and where better to discuss something than on a forum. As a matter of fact, I did monetize my Blogger blogs. I went to Amazon, and they have a plugin now that, you know, goes right on your Blogger blogs. So anytime somebody comes to my Blogger blog, Kids Cowboy Boots, the three different ones that I've set up so far, an Amazon page comes up with Kids Cowboy Boot ads. And when somebody purchases or somebody, you know, clicks on it, when I point somebody in that direction, I get paid for it. This is John L.'s capture page.
Yeah, all I've got is 12-second commute login page, so I'll just be quiet.
Is it up there now?
Not for me, but yeah, I think everybody else has got it. I don't know. My screen's been really weird tonight, so don't worry about it, Jim.
Mine went blank for a while, and then the audio went out, and I had to reboot the whole browser.
Night, Solace. Night, Hollis.
My only critique of the whole thing is I don't know if I would read all of that information right there. It's just, you know, it's a paragraph of information that I probably, you know, if I wanted to read more about John Lovato, if I was interested in it, I would have to have something that would grab my attention, you know. So my suggestion would be to put a couple of bullet points up there, and if you want more information, or, you know, there needs some bullet points. I don't know if I would necessarily read that page. I don't like the black and blue color scheme. I'm of the thinking that you need that red, those bright colors right out the door to get those people's attention. There's been studies, there's been, you know, all kinds of research done into what attracts people's eyes, how they read a page from left to right. So there's all kinds of things that techniques that you're gonna learn here. But again, there's good information. You know, anybody can relate to being burned out. You know, there's a lot of people that are gonna be able to be in, you know, being laid off. There's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna be flocking to the internet. But I don't know if they're gonna want to read your story as opposed to how you can help them. You know, you want to show them that you have the solution. You know, maybe just put burned out, laid off. I have the solution. Now make those your bullet points. All right, anybody else have any questions about what we're doing, where we're going? You know, my advice to you is to get into the back office of your 12SC account. Check out the tools that Daryl's made available to us. Start utilizing them. But first and foremost, before you get yourself into a never-ending cycle of producing relevant keyword-specific material that isn't going to amount to anything for you but aggravation and frustration, do yourself a favor. Find out what it is, the area that you want to concentrate on, and make sure it's got, number one, it's something that you're interested in, because it's going to take a lot of your time, effort, energy, and some money, and you're going to be either ecstatic about it or you're going to be very frustrated. So when you decide that this is the direction that you're going to go, jump in with both feet, test things, try things out. Take what we teach you here, or the things or the techniques that we show you here, what you're not comfortable with doing, what you want to apply, what you want to get rid of, what you don't think is relevant, that's on you. Now, the fact is that, you know, I'm just showing you based upon what Daryl's, you know, put his trust in me to do, because I've been able to do these things and show some progress. So again, if you don't have any further questions or comments or concerns, my advice is to get out there, do the work, get it done, and get moving.
Ken, I would say there's five questions, not two. Five W's. Who, what, when, where, and why when you're running. And it doesn't matter if you're writing a newspaper story or a blog or anything. It's who, what, when, where, and why. If you got those five covered, you got it made.
I agree with you completely, Eric. It's just I seem to be finding the two most important ones are, like a kid asks, why? 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 So don't leave them wondering. Spell it out for them so that they don't just go away because they wondered why. And then, of course, there's always the drive, what's in it for me.
Yeah. The point on these capture pages, if you can try to follow the formula, identify a problem, offer a solution, then a call to action, and then a reassurance. So your top of it is identifying a problem, find a title that they can identify with, then you offer a solution, i.e. the 12SC tools, then you've got your call to action, you know, get more information by signing up now, and then don't forget your little reassurance at the end that you're not going to sell their not going to sell rent and God knows what else, their information.
Yeah, that's true, Bill. But it's all covered on the five W's. I know the five W's is very basic. It's very basic newspaper terminology, or at least it used to be 20 years ago before they decided to make newspapers trash. And it used to be in television stories as well, and any place else in the news business. The five W's, and you've got a car. You've got pretty much anything covered, and it covers all of what you were just saying as well.
Is there anybody in here that hasn't created a capture page yet? This is what we're here for. You have the tools. If you're not even going to attempt to use them, then what are we doing here? You know, this is a good effort, John, and I'm glad you were able to put this into the room to show that, you know what, you're doing the work that's being asked of you to do, and there's a lot of people that haven't even checked their back office yet to find out what's available to them. So I implore you, you know, if you have people that are, you know, on the fence and really not sure, show them the back office. Show them what you're capable of doing. Show them the capture pages that you're making. Make that effort to at least give yourself a fighting chance to work online. There's a lot of people that say, well, this doesn't work, or, we had this discussion this afternoon. Angie's been promoting a capture page for a month now, and she wondered why in the world hasn't one person, not one, signed up to my capture page. And we discussed it. She came up with a new capture page within an hour. Jim Allen gave her a giveaway, and now she's promoting something that she's comfortable with, and that, you know, she took the time to make it work for her. And anybody's capable of doing that. So just, if you come to these sessions just to listen, you know, and record them and never go back and listen to them, you're not going to get anywhere on the internet. And that's, you know, where do you find some alternative capture pages to work with? You can find them all over the internet. You come across something that you like on the internet, just copy the source code and save it to a notepad. And then when you have the opportunity to come into your back office, throw it up there in your capture page creator and see what it looks like. And if you have questions about them, ask them in the Skype chat. You know, the fact is that there's all the resources available to you to be able to be successful are there. And if you don't take advantage of them, then shame on you. You know, like I said, we're all here to try to do something positive and give you a positive learning experience to stop you from floundering around, to try to help make it possible for you to succeed online. And there is people succeeding online. You might not be, you know, the $10,000 a week or the $10,000 a month person, but you know what? If you don't start doing anything, you won't be the $10 a week person. So let's just, take the information that we get, put it to practical use. It's like going to school. If you don't do anything with the information that you learn, what good is learning it? So just, you know, take advantage of what you have here. Listen to some of the people that have been working online for a while. This page was created through the program builder. This, the capture page builder in the back office, John? All right. You know, and there's templates back there. You know, you could have very easily thrown this onto a template and see what it looked like. I don't know if you then it's worth just taking a look at it. But just don't ever stop, you know, tweaking and testing and trying.
Well, Jim, I'm going to have to run. I've got to get some work done before I get some sleep. So have a great night. 9:30 tomorrow night. We'll see you all then. Have a great one.
Night, Eddie.
Well, again, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Take what we are, what we're teaching you here, whether it's social networking, advertising, SEO, people that have put up some very important, very relevant areas in the Skype, in the chat session, and just, get to work. Thank you all for coming.